What's good, folks? This is Big Daddy coming at you. And I want to get into a subject that folks have been asking me for a while, and it has to deal with my massage license. People ask me, well, you talk so much shit about not going back to massage, so why are you going back to it? It's simple. It's what I know. I can use this for the time being and, you know, work on some bodies, do some healing. In the meantime, I'm still working on my writing. I dropped another book. No one really wanted it, but it's okay. I put it out there because it's what I wanted. Going back to the massage, I just wanted to do this. When I went to work a couple of weeks ago, the first client, not gonna lie, I was a little stiff. I was a little shaky. Didn't really know what to do because it'd been over 8 months. No, that had touched anybody really. I've done some stuff on the side, helping people here and there, but it wasn't like this. It wasn't like I wasn't on a set time schedule, but I did good. Second one came in, did good with that one. Third one came in. I was like, okay, I know where I need to be. I'm exactly where I need to be right now. Just do this for the time being while you work on your writing, work on your other projects, do all this. Everything will be fine. Me being honest with myself, I did miss it. I missed the stretching. I missed talking with the clients. For those that talk, for those that didn't talk, who just laid there and let me do my thing, I missed them all. Word got around pretty quick from all my clients, all my old clients, I should say. They found out pretty quick that I came back. And as per client, what they do, they started canceling their appointments with the other massage therapists. I'm not going to lie. I used to hate that. I used to hate it when when clients would use me as a little safe space. And then when the massage therapists that they really wanted, when they opened up, they went with them. And if they didn't get who they wanted, they would just cancel and just wait until next time. Fast forward a couple years, now that the shoes have turned, clients are doing that to my other fellow massage therapist. I think I feel guilty for that. I shouldn't though, because the client wants what they want. They're going to go to who they want to go to. They're going to feel good about them. They're going to feel good about their decision. Personally, I can't tell them don't do that. I can't do none of that. I am grateful for the work. I do get new clients. My VA registration went through, so that's really helping. VA fills in pretty quick. So any of my old clients in Flagstaff who listen to the podcast, or you see me in the streets or somewhere, hey, I got to get a massage with you. Well, you better hurry up, because VA gets more. They get more certifications now to get more massages. So they come in and they take those quick. So that's the part that's kind of a little fucked up to me right there, because they'll come in, they'll book out for months and months and just make sure they get the certifications in. I mean, sorry, not certifications. They use up those certifications to get their massages. I mean, the VA, they need it. They absolutely need it. And I'm glad they come in and take care of themselves, because they need to. And I'm happy to work on them. But to get back to why I came back to massage, like I said, I missed it. I wanted to feel useful again. I was working at the coffee shop. It was fun for a while. Met some cool people. Some cool people, I should say. And it was good for the time being. When I got my license in, and I got this feeling like, you know what, this is what you need to be doing. This is cool being back in the coffee shop doing this thing, but you know, this corporate setting is not for you no damn more. And of course, my inner self was just like, kept on going on and on and on. You need to do this. Go back to massage. It's okay. Everything's going to be fine. And I was in my head that, damn, okay, what if I do this and they take the goddamn license away again? I don't plan on staying on Arizona. I really don't. I'm saving up right now. I'm working my ass off right now. I'm going to save up. I am going to leave Arizona. But when I leave Arizona, it's going to be in my new career. I'm going to write. I've been writing my ass off. I've been writing all kinds of short stories, comic book scripts. I've been looking more into sound engineering for podcasting and stuff like that. I've been practicing my voiceover, and it's been fun. I've been having a blast learning all this stuff. And see, that's me. I love learning new skills. If I take this into an aspect of astrology, numerology, and stuff like that, which I do. I look into all that, you know, because it is, it's fun too, and it does have some merit. Okay, it's been telling me lately, up your skills, learn things, because you're not going to stay in the position you are now. There's no way. So that's what I've been doing, folks. I've just been upgrading my skills. I've been upgrading who I am, upgrading everything about me. I'm stepping into this person who's supposed to be here now. And this person feels good. He's nothing like I used to be. He's this version of Philip. He's loving. He's kind. He's caring. He's funny as fuck. He cares about his family. He loves his family. He doesn't sweat the bullshit that shouldn't be sweated. He doesn't go after people, try to bring people back into his life who keep away. That's the one thing that I've really, really noticed. People who have drifted away from me, I let them be. No, I send them off with love. But the whole drifting in and out of my life, no more. Once you're gone, your ass is gone. I'll be cordial to you, maybe. Or maybe I just won't say shit to you. Maybe I'll just go up to you and say, hey, you know what? Sorry. You can't make up your mind if you want in or out of my life. So I made the decision. You're out. Good luck to you. I hope you find exactly what it is you're looking for in a friend. Peace out. That's my aspect from now on, from the way I'm doing everything, because we all go through that. We all go through people coming in and out of our lives. And massage has taught me to protect my peace. And protecting my peace means protecting my energy, because when you have your hands on people like that all the time, you mix with all kinds of energy. You intermingle with all kinds of personalities and everything. Yeah, I do different things to help protect my peace. I dust off that energy after every massage. Some of it slips through sometimes, and then I have to end up going to a good old deep meditation to get it out, or asking Mama Gaia, hey, can you take this funkiness deep within you, transmute it, and put it back out in the world for something good? Thank you. I do that all the time. And it's really taught me boundaries. Massage is just a game changer for people who do it for more than just a moneymaker. I've seen a few fellow massage therapists out there. They're all about the money for this. Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing absolutely wrong with that, because you should get paid for your skills. But me, I use it not only to make my bread, but to help, you know, protect me. And the lessons it's taught me, very invaluable. So to anyone out there who wants to become a massage therapist or go to any kind of stretch school, any kind of mobile mobility classes, or to teach stretch or to do stretch on people, think about those lessons you're going to learn. Okay. You're going to learn to protect your peace. You're going to learn to have grace. God damn, have I learned about grace. Learning to not just protect myself, but learning more to forgive myself, have forgiveness for others, empathy, try to keep in shape as best as I can, because that is a very rigorous job. Lots of movement, and you have to be on your, well, I said you have to be on your nutrition. A lot of folks aren't. Okay. And then they talk about, I'm tired, I can't do this for so long, and this and that. Well, you got to take care of yourself too. And that means getting a massage yourself. Get a stretch session, meditate, do yoga, do something physical to get that shit out of your system, and also get massage in order to help flush that shit out your system, because you need to take care of your body. You don't take care of your body in this game, you will not last. How do I know this? I didn't get a massage for almost 6 months when I was in the game the first time. I was always giving and giving and giving. And when I would try to collect, you know, people say, let's do trades. Cool, let's do trades. Those same people would never want to trade back. Well, I'm busy. I'm this. So I quit trading after a while. This new crew I'm working with, only one seems interested in trading with people. So me and her got to trade soon. Oh, God damn, I need it so bad. I need this trade really, really bad. But most of all, folks, I'm glad I'm back in it. I'm glad I got out of my ass, got out of my head, which is sometimes going to be the same damn thing. And I'm learning to enjoy it again. It's a beautiful ride. And that's all it is. It's a beautiful ride. This journey that I'm on right now, especially with massage, it's here for a reason. I'm going to milk it for all it's worth. And hot damn, I know it's coming out the other end. More joy, more freedom, more stuff that I want to do. And I've learned now, sure, you got to do stuff to make money because you got to pay your bills. But it's not about making money anymore for me. It's doing what you love. Sure, I like this, but writing is what I love. And I know when I start doing my writing full time, it's going to pay off. So remember, massage, good. Protect your peace. Protect yourself. Don't fall for the bullshit, or as we say on the streets, don't fall for the fucking okie doke. Protect your goddamn neck. Sound good? I'm out of here. Gonna enjoy the rest of this WrestleMania 40 weekend. It's been fun watching this with my mom and hearing my homeboy on his commentary, his picks and predictions over there at A Paper Saber Universe. Go check it out, my homeboy KMB. Baby, you got this, brother. You got this. I'm proud of you with the podcast. And until then, folks, I'm out. And as always, mwah, peace.